Happy holidays, everyone. It's Jeff Zito. We've got all of our past episodes of the Celebrity Jobber podcast up on celebrityjobber.com. You can follow us on IG and also our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@CelebrityJobber. As always, would appreciate that 5-star rating and leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe. Jeff Keith, the lead singer of the band Tesla, he has such a unique voice, doesn't he? Some huge songs in the 80s, like Little Susie and Modern Day Cowboy, Love Song, and their version of the song Signs, originally done by Five Man Electrical Band. Well, I gotta tell you this little personal story about Tesla and me way back when. I'm 15 years old and I'm driving a Honda scooter to high school. A lady runs a stop sign and hits me, and I was okay. I hurt my knee pretty bad, but I had a Sony Walkman, if you remember those things, under my helmet listening the song. I'll never forget what the song was. It was Signs. And she happened to run the stop sign. How ironic was that? But that I'll never forget that 30 some odd years later.
Wow. Well, she should have been paying attention to the signs everywhere. Signs. No, but I'm glad you're okay. And look, and now it's got you into the music world, too.
Yes, very true. We're going to find out what Jeff Keith was doing before Tesla, some of the jobs he had, and how his cover band evolved into Tesla and the band's big break. Jeff Keith, lead singer of the band Tesla, my guest this week on Celebrity Jobber.
The Celebrity Jobber podcast with Jeff Zito. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review. Check out all our past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you pod. What if these celebrities weren't famous? What would they have become? What was their first job? We're about to find out.
Jeff Keith, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Jeff. How about yourself?
I am excellent. So I'm on the Tesla website. Jeff Keith started singing at 24 years old while driving a semi-truck delivering rock and septic tanks in the mountains of Northern California.
That's correct.
I want to know all about that.
Yeah, well, we used to, mix up batch concrete and pour the septic tanks on the molds, pull them, and we would haul them to job sites. And we were number one in the number two business.
So you're 24 years old at the time. Was there college or anything right before that?
Well, I actually drove the truck from 77 to 83. But when I joined City Kid, I was 24.
Okay. So this is, so you before you're in any kind of band, City Kid was, correct me if I'm wrong, like a cover band, which did evolve into Tesla.
That's correct. They were a top 40 band. And of course I had a band with my brother up in Georgetown, which is in Northern California, about an hour out of Sacramento. And we used to just play all of our favorite songs, Rush and Black Sabbath and all this kind of stuff. And when I joined City Kid, they were a top 40 band. So I lived up in this little town, population 900, that didn't have a radio station or anything.
Wow.
So I just, been listening to our favorite 8-track tapes, passing them around. So to join City Kid, I had to learn all the top 40 stuff.
Were you in a band in high school or?
No. And I did a contest where I was sang a Sammy Hagar song, Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy.
Yeah.
Down in Sacramento, and I had a Walkman with headphones on, and while a particular band was taking a break, they had this contest where you sing into a live mic, and I won $200. So all my friends are like, you ought to go down to the big city, which was Sacramento, and get in a band. And I was like, no, I couldn't do that. I'm just sitting here playing with my brother and a couple of friends in a little band we had, in a living room band, because we didn't have a garage. Next, you know, these two girls that grew up in Georgetown with me, they lived in Sacramento, knew that Brian and Frank and City Kid, their singer, was going to quit and go on to a bigger band, and they got me an audition.
Your actual experience up to that point was really minimal, correct?
Very minimal.
Wow.
Definitely a Cinderella story.
That's pretty cool. What, do you have a musical family, or, you know, is...
Well, my dad, when I was born in Texarkana in 58, 1960, we moved to Georgetown, California. And then my dad, we lived in the Georgetown Hotel for like 3 years. And my dad used to jam with Dwayne Schrader on piano and Banjo Bob on banjo.
Okay.
So, yeah. So my dad, you know, he performed there at the Georgetown Hotel. So
you were a kind of absorbed kind of what was going on in your childhood?
Absolutely.
So, Northern California, born in Texarkana, grew up in Northern California, and I understand you were one of those FFA kids, Future Farmers of America. Was that just a class that you were taking, or were you looking to, like, maybe even go into that field?
No. Just the start of seventh grade, me and my mom and little sister moved to Brookmo, Oklahoma, went there a year, and then moved over to Idabel, which is 12 miles away, and I graduated high school from Idabel, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And majored in FFA 1, 2, and 3. So I can weld a bead. I know peanuts are growing underground. And I watched Cappy Born and learn how to, you know, all the stuff with livestock. But once I graduated, I moved back to Georgetown.
Okay.
Did construction for a year and then started working at Georgetown Precast.
So can you tell me what your first job was, your very first paying gig of all time?
Probably working at Bob's Drive-In in Idabel, Oklahoma. You know, we cook burgers, served them up, took orders at the window. People would come in. There's a little jukebox there and some booths. And
right.
Would serve up, you know, fish basket, chicken basket, burger basket, and yeah.
Oh man, you've probably figured really, really quick. You're like, I don't want to be doing this for not a whole lot of girls coming into to my life doing this. So I think you found the right career path, right?
You know what? Hey, man, I wasn't thinking about that kind of stuff. I was just thinking about, hey, how helpful it was to make a buck an hour.
A buck an hour. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So
in the early 70s, you know?
Right. Right. So you're in this cover band, City Kid, which eventually turns into what is now Tesla. So what were you putting in some of your original songs in every so often? Or
we did that quite a few times. And then we got Dave Dittman, who owned the Oasis Ballroom, which was a club down in Sacramento. And he would allow us to play our songs.
Okay.
It finally got to a point once we were going down to L.A. showcasing a few times where he did allow us to do like a couple shows where it was just all of our own songs. And people came and it turned out well. And then next you know, Tom Zutaut and Teresa Instinot, they signed us and found us and signed us. And we got signed in 85 while we were doing a demo down in Cherokee Studios in L.A., and Tom Zutaut had just moved over from Elektra, I think it was, to Geffen Records that was just starting up. And we were his first band that he signed at Geffen. And like I said, they signed us in 85 and said we weren't ready to make a record yet. And so we worked on songwriting. And by the end of 86, we had our first record out.
What do you consider like the moment, the big break? Like, was there a particular moment where everything changed for you and Tesla, whether it was, you know, a popular song, whether it was a big show, you know, your A&R guy, like you're just mentioning, you know, signing you? Was there maybe a series of events or a single event that, like, really you guys were like, wow, I think we're, you know, this is going to change our lives forever?
Well, actually, we were very fortunate because we had, you know, like I said, Tom Zutaut, Teresa Instinot, that believing in us, got us signed to Geffen Records. We had Q Prime as our management.
Oh, yeah.
Who also managed, you know, Def Leppard.
Metallica.
Queensryche.
Yeah.
Metallica. So, yeah, so we've always been very fortunate having really great people behind us and believing in us. And we got that lucky break and backed it up, and they taught us a lot of things like, you know, write songs from the heart, you know, because you may never be playing in front of an audience. Maybe all you might all only thing you might have is you're just playing in front of three or four drunk people, and you want to at least be up there on stage playing and singing from the heart. So we've always been surrounded by good quality people that taught us the right things.
Yeah, that's huge when you have the right people, the right team behind you.
Sure. I mean,
but like, can you recall a specific life-altering moment?
Well, you know, after making the record, our first tour was David Lee Roth, Eat 'Em and Smile.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was a, you know, great. And then we went out with Alice Cooper. Then we went on what we call the Rent-A-Car Tour, which took us through the Texas Jam, which was at the Cotton Bowl, 84,000 plus people.
Right. Wow.
On the, you know, we opened, and then there was Poison, Whitesnake, Aerosmith, Boston. And then we got on the Def Leppard Hysteria Tour.
Oh, man.
14 months of that in the round. And that was probably just where it was just like, wow. You know, because the stage was in the center of the arena. It was just amazing.
You know, a lot of people don't really consider, or they don't really think about the opening band. You know, look, you go to a, like, let's just say you go to a lot of shows, and then a lot of times there's an opening band that you're really not familiar with. And to be that opening band for a Def Leppard big, you know, arena tour, you're not familiar with this band. And here you are, this band playing in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people every night across the country. I mean, that's pretty huge. You're talking about Def Leppard. You're talking about David Lee Roth. You're talking about Alice Cooper. I mean, boy, oh boy, those are some big artists to be opening up for.
Absolutely. So we've really had it, you know, what, you know, things, I mean, we've been very fortunate to have all these great people working with us and getting us these kind of gigs. And so we couldn't be luckier, guys. We're very fortunate and we're very grateful.
Are you still having fun, Jeff, like touring? I mean, the music business has changed so much from the very, very beginning. Is it? I mean, it's got to be still fun for you guys, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. Absolutely. We're up there having fun. We're, you know, five brothers playing together on that stage and just having a blast. And that's what keeps us going. And the fans are still there. And we appreciate that. And so we're, you know, we're lucky guys. And we're still having fun with it, for sure.
What do you do when you guys aren't recording an album, you guys aren't on the road? What's fun for Jeff Keith?
Oh, I love, you know, riding dirt bikes. I love, you know, my son's, he's 12 years old, going to watch him play baseball. He's on a travel ball team. So I love just the home life, you know, with the family and just enjoying, you know, enjoying the good life.
Just hanging out and being normal, having that normalcy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, you know, you're out there working on the road, working hard for having fun, playing the music, but you know, it gets tiring. And so it's great to be able to come home, regroup, and then go back out for another round.
It's been great talking to you. I'm glad glad the semi truck driving didn't work out. I know that you were just a kid when you were working at the burger joint, but it seems like you found the right thing, and you guys have been going strong for a long time. Heavy tour schedule in 2024, starting off in Florida in the new year with a residency at the House of Blues in Las Vegas. Their tour dates up on TeslaTheBand.com. And I'm looking forward to the Hard Rock here in Tampa on January 17th. So looking forward to seeing you. Jeff Keith, thanks so much, man.
See you in January. Thanks, Jeff.
Man, what a cool guy. Said he was like kind of from a musical family. I guess his dad jammed with a couple guys, performed at this hotel that they were living in for a few years. Jeff was born in Texarkana, moved around a little bit to Oklahoma. I believe that's when he was in high school and majoring in FFA. Do you remember those guys? The Future Farmers of America? And then moved to California after that, driving a semi-truck delivering rock and septic tanks. As Jeff says, he was number one in the number two business. Didn't start singing until about 24 years old. Like, never in high school was he in a band. It was later in life, and he got into some contest. And, of course, got the tryout in that cover band, City Kid, which eventually morphed into Tesla. Very first job, though, was at that burger place, like a drive-in kind of deal. As Jeff recalls, in the 1970s, making $1 an hour. You know, I thought his big break was pretty interesting, because if you go to any kind of concert, there'll be an opening band, and chances are you've never heard of that opening band. And in the mid-80s, Tesla is opening for bands like Alice Cooper and Van Halen and Def Leppard. And imagine opening for those guys every night for a few years in front of 20, 30,000 people, even if there's only 5,000 people there to see the opening band. It's still a lot of people, and they kind of consider that their big break, being exposed to those big tours, the Def Leppard one in particular, he mentioned. You know, back in the 80s, no internet, was all grassroots. And again, mentioning his management, some of the people that were working with Tesla, he had the right team of people who really got them the right gigs and teed it up for Tesla to become successful. Jeff Keith from Tesla, pretty cool dude, and looking forward to seeing the guys on tour in 2024. Hey, if you like this podcast, please subscribe, appreciate a 5-star rating, leave a review. Past episodes are on celebrityjobber.com. You can follow us on IG, Celebrity Jobber Podcast, and our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@celebrityjobber. Before Tesla, he was driving semi-trucks full of septic tanks. That was probably not going to be Jeff Keith's career. And what a shitty career that would have been, huh? Hope you have a safe and happy new year. Thanks for listening to the Celebrity Jobber Podcast. Until next week, I'm Jeff Zito.